So here is your invitation for this episode. Before you step into July, because we still have a couple days left, I want you to pause and ask yourself, what energized me last month? What drained me? What do I want to carry forward? What am I ready to leave behind? And most importantly, who do I want to become this month?
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 61 of Blissen Up. So if you have ever felt like life moves a little too fast for you to pause, reflect, and notice what is working or not working in your life, this episode is your chance to take a moment to breathe. Every month I practice an end of the month ritual. It's called my Live with Intention framework. And I got to tell you, it is a game changer. In this episode, I will walk you through how I look back on the month that has just passed to notice what is working, what is not working, what energy I have been in, and what identity I want to carry into the next month. What do we want to leave behind? What do we want to carry on? And what do we want to become? That is what this process is all about. So we notice, we name, and then we nurture. Now, this is not about perfection. It is really just about paying attention. Because when you pay attention, you start to create a space for you to find the bliss that already lives within you. Okay, so let's start with our June recap and noticing what June was all about. If you didn't listen to the episode where I named the theme for June, the theme was Energize June. And this month was a month about nurturing our energy, noticing what energizes us, noticing what drains our energy, and also nurturing the habits, the rituals, the practices that nurture our energy. So for me personally, this month, I did a couple things. I made sure that I spent some time tidying up the house because I have noticed that when the house is not tidy, that drains my energy. I started a puzzle, although it didn't work out exactly how I planned. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about that later. But normally, typically, puzzles are very energy giving in my life. I went on a couple of beach vacations, which was amazing. And also gave me the opportunity to notice how important it is to take my wellness with me on vacation. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, I highly encourage you to listen to it. Actually, it wasn't last week's episode. It was 2 weeks ago, episode number 59. That episode was all about taking your wellness with you on vacation. Highly recommend. It's a very energizing episode. And then what else did I do? Oh, this is a big one. I listened to Jenna Kutcher's podcast episode. It's called the Gold Digger Podcast. And the episode that I was called to was The Summer of Systems. Now, the only reason I listened to that episode was because the title kind of felt sexy to me for some reason. Like it was like calling my name. And I have to tell you that the episode led me down a rabbit hole, which included discovering this deep desire that I have to systemize my business and some areas of my life. So it also led me to reading a book that I had purchased over 2 years ago, Dan Martell's Buy Back Your Time book. I picked it up over 2 years ago and I put it down almost as quickly as I picked it up. It wasn't for me, which goes to show that when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I know that I just wasn't ready for that content back then, but for whatever the reason, I was ready for it now. So I have been reading it and it's been very supportive. And because I was reading that book, it encouraged me to start a time energy audit. Now, this was super cool because Dan Martell promotes the idea that you've got to take a look at all of the things that you do in a day and where your time goes, and then identify whether those tasks that you're performing are energy giving or energy draining. Well, what a perfect month for me to do that, this month of June, where the theme was energize, to really be mindful about what drains my energy or what gives my energy. Now, I will confess that he recommends you do this audit for 2 weeks, and I think I did it for 2 days. I quickly got distracted and stopped keeping track of every single 15-minute increment of my day. In fact, I'm thinking about going back and doing it again, but I only did it for like 2 days. But what it did do was that it helped me really be mindful about whenever I noticed a task that was spiking my energy or it was draining my energy. And that was very, very, very helpful. So that takes me to what I noticed in June. What were the things that I noticed about how I nurtured my energy? I noticed that the puzzle that I started was way too hard. Now, I love the puzzle. It's a beautiful puzzle. My friend Daisy gave me that puzzle, so I've been looking forward to doing that puzzle. But oh my Lord, it's all the same color. The pieces are hard to fit. It's been so hard for me to do, and it doesn't fit in my puzzle box, so I have to keep it on top of my counter, which means that every day I see the mess of the puzzle, and that hasn't been fun. So I realized that when I do a puzzle, I am at a point in my life where I need the puzzle to be like that kind of right. Like it has to be hard, but not too hard. And the puzzle pieces have to be easy to put. And it has to fit in my puzzle box so that if I'm taking too long, I can put it away and I don't feel like my countertop is messy all the time. So I did notice that. I also noticed this was the month that I started my DARE group. And doing that group has been such a life-giving, energy-giving experience. But when I first started, I was so afraid that I wasn't going to do a good job, or kind of like worried about how was I going to really show up and give these women so much value, all these women that have trusted me and showed up in this space for me to support them. I was kind of like in my own head, and that felt energy draining. And when I flipped the switch and I started to focus on service and focus on really making sure that I was showing up for these women consistently and genuinely and finding ways to connect with them, then it became energizing. And what I've learned in the process, what I've noticed, is that I love group coaching programs. I think it's a great opportunity for the people in the group to get to know each other, for me to be able to serve different people at the same time, and to see how the magic and how they can support, right? How coaching one person is exactly what another person needs to hear. So it was a really great experience, but it was one of those experiences that I really had to pay close attention to how I was showing up so that it could become something that nurtured my energy as instead of drained my energy. And lastly, this month, I had an experience that really, really sparked my energy, but taught me so much about living a life that sparks bliss. Okay, so every Thursday, my running group meets to run for a couple of miles, and they have been meeting, or I've been running with this running group for 10 years. And it depends on the season that I'm in. Sometimes I fall out of the running group. Sometimes I come back into the running group, depending on carpool and my time constraints and all that kind of stuff. But it's just one of these amazing things to know that I have this running group that I can count on to show up every Thursday morning, the days that I show up to run. And lately, I've been running a lot with my mentor and friend, Bruce, who's also part of the running group, because we are doing this rocking situation lately. We walk a little bit, we run a little bit, but we go to our own pace. So it's usually just me and him that's rocking all the way to the finish line. Well, this one Thursday, I show up to run with Bruce. And as we start running, I start to feel the sprinkling of raindrops on my head. And Bruce does not want to get wet today. Like, he is just not in the mood to run in the rain. So at first he offers for us to skip the run altogether and go have breakfast. But I am insisting on running today. Like, I am just insisting on it. So he caves and keeps running with me. And then it starts to sprinkle. So he's like, well, maybe we could just run till Kendall and not go the whole way. And of course I'm like, okay, but you know, keep running. And before you know it, the downpour of rain, it's like totally raining on us and we are getting soaked. At some point we even hid under a tree and we were like trying to hide for cover, but the rain was going through the tree and we were still getting wet. You know, it was one of those experiences where Bruce was resisting. He didn't want to get wet. And then all of a sudden he's like, he's in it. And at first he was annoyed. He didn't want to get wet. But then the experience turned into this super fun run. We were singing in the rain. We were laughing while we were hiding under the tree. Everything was just blissful. It was like a blissful moment. And at some point when he realized he couldn't get any wetter and he stopped resisting it, I noticed how his demeanor had changed. And then he said it like out loud, oh, well, you know, you can't get any wetter. So at this point, who cares? And then the rain stopped. It was just this fun and beautiful moment. And what started out as just a regular Thursday run ended up to be a super cleansing, energizing run. And what I noticed about that is that experience, the energy that I got from that experience, I carried with me not only throughout that day, that whole Thursday, but well into Friday. Like, it was Friday and I was still riding the wave of energy that I felt from that run. So when I started thinking about my Thursday runs, I thought, every once in a while on a Thursday run, you will have one of those magical experiences. But not every Thursday produces those magical experiences. And yet you will never have that magical experience from that Thursday if you don't show up for the run on Thursday. And there is the lesson. You show up consistently and you do the things that create a life that spark bliss. That doesn't mean you're going to experience bliss every time you do the thing. However, you continue doing the thing because you know that by doing this thing, you are creating the opportunity to spark bliss in your life. And you also know that when you do not do those things, you certainly block the opportunities to find bliss in your life. That is such an important lesson. You keep showing up. And you're not going to have the guaranteed outcome every single time. But you do it anyway, because every once in a while, the outcome is so powerful that it carries you through. It electrifies you. It energizes you. And it holds the space and gives you that power, that feel that you need until the next time. And now it's time to get to the fun part. We get to name July. Now, July is a special month because it is, I feel like it's truly the only summer month, right? June still has some lingering end of year school vibes. August has some back to school vibes. You know, it's like the beginning of the year. In June, you're still in the beginning, exciting stages of summer. Like, you're still planning and you're just excited to get to summer. In August, you are starting to wind down and wanting to get organized and get systemized and get ready for the fall, right? There's like You're already getting a little tired and embracing those fall vibes. But July is just July. July is the middle month. July is the month where you're guaranteed no school, lighter traffic, hot summer days. You are literally in the thick of summer. So this month, the naming of the theme for July, drumroll please, is enjoy. This is the month to enjoy. I am getting joyful vibes from July. I'm thinking fun in the sun, lots of watermelon salads, mangoes, tropical fruits, maybe a vacation that you have planned. Maybe you're a summer baby and this is the month you get to celebrate your summer. This is a month for having longer days and later mornings. The rhythm is a fun rhythm. It's an energetic, happy rhythm. It's a continuation of what you started in June, but you get to hold on a little longer before you start to release it in August. And even if you are not planning a vacation in July, and even if you're still working through July, this month can have a different work rhythm also. You may have longer days in July and work a little bit more intensely because the sun is out longer. There's like an active energy to July, and it could be playful even if it's work related. Maybe this is the month where you get to enjoy the fruits of a project that you've been working on all year, or a launch that has finally come to fruition. This is the month of enjoying. And that's what I want for you this month. I want you to pay attention to what you enjoy about the summer months. You are 7 months into the year. You are not quite at the end of the year, so you're not yet planning for next year, but you're also out of the newness of the year. You are in the middle months. And the middle months, sometimes they can be a little messy, but they can also be a lot of fun. They give you the opportunity to be grounded in the present moment. This is what it is, right? You are here. This is the moment. You are not looking necessarily forward or backward. You are in the month. And that is what I want for you. So here is your invitation for this episode. Before you step into July, because we still have a couple days left, I want you to pause and ask yourself, what energized me last month? What drained me? What do I want to carry forward? What am I ready to leave behind? And most importantly, who do I want to become this month? Then I want you to get ready to step into July with that enjoy energy, with that joyful vibe. And I want you to ask yourself how you get to not just do more, but enjoy more. How can you step into the rhythm of enjoying the present moment, living here right now in the messy middle and enjoying the process? Okay, so that's what we've got for this month. If you need a little support in creating a rhythm that aligns with your season, then I invite you to book a one-on-one consultation with me. I love one-on-one coaching because I believe that courage, clarity, and bliss doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. And I love supporting you in designing a life that sparks bliss. So, happy July. I cannot wait to spend this month with you, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.